Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton lesson on layering sub, mid and top bass correctly for heavy, musical drum and bass. We're doing practical device chains, routing tricks, and mixing checks you can use right away. Keep Ableton with stock devices open and set your tempo to 174 BPM. Let's build a three-layered bass that sits powerful in the mix without masking the drums. Section 1. The goal: we want a three-layer DNB bass, a clean mono sub for the foundation, a detuned mid-growler reese for weight and character, and a top layer for bite, transients and air. Each layer has a specific role and frequency area. Sub around 3120 Hz, mid 100-2800 Hz with harmonics up to 2 kHz, and top above about 1 kHz. We'll group them into a bass bus for global glue and sidechain ducking to the drums. Section 2. Track setup and the rule of 1 MIDI clip. Create 3 MIDI tracks named bass sub, bass mid and bass top. Either duplicate the same MIDI clip across all three tracks so they stay locked, or route through an instrument rack if you prefer. Group them into bass bus. All automation and arrangement decisions should be done with the same MIDI, so the musical relationship never breaks. Section 3. Sublayer, the mono foundation. Insert operator on bass sub. Use a pure sine carrier on osc A, set octave to -1 or -2 depending on your key. Envelope. Attack 0, sustain full, release 60 to 160 ms, shorter at faster rhythms. If you need more weight, add a second oscillator an octave lower but keep it phase aligned. Add utility and set width to 0% to force mono in the sub. Put an EQ8 after that, high pass at 1820 Hz to remove rumble, then a gentle low pass around 120-160 Hz to keep the sub contained. Add a little saturator for warmth, drive only 1 to 3 dB, soft sign if you have the mode. Optional blue compressor at 2:1 with about 10 ms attack, and auto release to tame peaks. Watch the spectrum and confirm energy sitting roughly 3120 Hz. Practical note: keep the sub minimal and mono, don't throw stereo or heavy distortion on it. Section 4. Mid layer, the reese and growl. On bass mid, load wave-eatable or analog. Use two saw oscillators, detune the second slightly, detune around 0.06 to 0.18. Use 2 to 4 unison voices but modest spread. Add a low-pass filter, 6 to 12 dB slope, cutoff around 800 to 1.2 kHz and a little resonance. Modulate the cutoff with a slow LFO or an envelope for movement. Sync the LFO to musical notes for consistency. Use EQ8 to high pass at 100-140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Boost lightly in 250-600 Hz for body if needed, and consider cutting around 3-6 kHz to make space for the top. Add saturator drive 3-6 dB for grit. Keep width moderate. Utility at 30-70%. If the mid cancels with the sub, try nudging it with track delay or flip phase temporarily to find the problematic timing. Practical tip: nudging the mid forward by 1-3 milliseconds often yields more perceived punch without raising level. Section 5. Top layer. Bite and air. On bass top, use simpler with a high harmonic sample or a wave-eatable preset focused on highs. Make the envelope snappy. Attack 0 to 5 ms, release 20-80 ms. EQ8 high pass at roughly 800 to 900 Hz, boost around 1.2 to 4 kHz for bite and 6 to 12 kHz for air. Add saturator or overdrive. Drive 3-8 dB to create presence. You can chain redux lightly for extra grit. Use a fast compressor with quick attack and release to control transients. Attack 1-5 ms, release 10-15 ms, ratio 3-6:1. Add a short plate or small reverb on a return for sheen, but keep wet low. The top layer can be wider, utility width 60-100%. Section 6. Routing, gluing and sidechain. Group the three tracks into bass bus. On the bus, insert EQ8 for global cleanup, a gentle cut around 250-350 Hz if muddiness shows, and a low shelf only if needed. Add multiband dynamics to lightly tame the low band and leave mid/high bands looser. Use glue compressor set roughly 2:1, 5-10 ms attack and 100-200 ms release to glue layers together. Then insert a compressor for sidechain with the drum bus as the input. Attack 0-10 ms, release 80-150 ms, ratio around 3:1. Tune the threshold so the bass ducks rhythmically behind kick and snare. At the end, place utility and collapse anything below -100 Hz to mono via EQ8 in mid/side, if you want mono low control. More on that in the coach notes. Section 7. Phase, timing and monitoring. If you notice cancellations, flip phase on individual tracks with utility to test. A fast diagnostic is to duplicate the mid or top, Invert the duplicate's phase and shift it plus or minus 1 to 10 ms. When the low end disappears, you've found the cancellation timing. Use track delay or clip timing to nudge layers by a few milliseconds. This often fixes punch without heavy compression. Always check mono compatibility by setting master utility width to 0%. If the low end drops out, you have phase issues. Section 8. Automation and arrangement ideas. For energy control, automate which layers are present. Bring all three for drops, mute mids or tops for breakdowns. Build a single drop macro map to multiple parameters. For example, increase mid detune, raise top saturation, shorten sub release, and open bus compressor attack. Small ranges only, just enough to create a different texture. Use chain selectors or instrument rack chains to swap mid textures across sections instead of changing MIDI. Pre-drop tension trick. Automate a narrow mid-band boost sweeping upward over 1-2 bars and cut it instantly at the drop for impact. Stagger layer returns instead of all at once. Sub first, mid next, top last. It creates perceived energy rise. Section 9. Pro and advanced tricks. For darker, heavier vibes, try a parallel distortion chain. Send mids to an audio track. Overload with saturator right arrow overdrive right arrow redux. High pass that bus above 200 Hz and blend underneath the dry mid. Use FM feedback and operator for edgy growls, but high pass the FM source above 150-200 Hz so you don't add low frequency muck. This audio version is shortened for playback.